If you want to know how to do pigeon pose for beginners, how to get into pigeon pose, how to do pigeon pose on your back, and some modifications for pigeon pose for knee pain and sciatica, then watch this video. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing and turning on those notifications. In the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-Day Challenge. On day 19, we will be doing a video on how to do cobra pose. On day 20, it will be how to do triangle pose. And then on day 21, we have a video on how to get taller with yoga. So congratulations to all of you who have been following along. If this sounds like something that interests you, then subscribe and press that little bell so that the videos show up in your feed every day in our 30-day challenge this month. Before I show you pigeon pose for beginners, pigeon pose on your back, how to get into pigeon pose, and modifications for pigeon pose for knee pain and sciatica, I want to point you to some extra resources today. First is a video that I made in 2013 on 9 ways to do pigeon pose. It was a short 7-minute video that had over 26,000 views. So it's pretty popular, and I think you might get something out of that. So check that out. It's in the show notes. And next are some amazing videos for your hips. Hippie Shorts are member favorites. They're 10 to 20 minutes long, and there are 10 videos that would keep your hips flexible in just a short amount of time. Our members love those. So there's a link to that in the show notes as well as a link to become a member if you are not already a member. Okay, so pigeon pose for beginners. This is a much asked question, but personally, I do not consider pigeon pose a beginner pose, and I do not include pigeon pose in any of my beginner classes. I think there are too many things that can go wrong in this pose, especially for knees and knee injuries, which we will go over a little bit later. And to me, this is an intermediate pose, which is why I teach pigeon pose on your back. So pigeon pose on your back, or sleeping pigeon, is a much better option for beginners. So how do you do it? Well, you lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And then you cross your right ankle over your left thigh. And then you draw your left leg into your chest until you feel sensation in your outer right thigh and your right glutes. And then you repeat to the other side. The benefits of this pose are the same as pigeon pose. It increases the range of motion and flexibility in your hips. It releases tension in your back, so it's very beneficial for back pain. And as I said, you get all of the same benefits as you do in pigeon pose without any of the problems. Now, a lot of people want to know how to get into pigeon pose. So I like 2 ways of coming into pigeon pose. One is from all fours. You simply slide your right knee forward to your right wrist, and then you slide your left leg back and long and fold forward over your bent right knee. From downward facing dog, you can take your right leg up and back behind you, and then bring your bent right leg forward to your right wrist. Reach your left leg back and long and fold forward over your bent right knee. Keeping your front foot flexed can help to protect your knee. So, speaking of which, I have some modifications for pigeon pose for knee pain. If you are feeling pressure in the front of your knee, in your front knee in pigeon pose, which is quite common, the best modification you can take is to do pigeon pose on your back, as already shown in this video. If you're feeling pressure in the knee on the back leg, you can place a folded blanket under your body. Alternatively, you can tuck your toes under and lift your back knee. And then this gives the added benefit of opening up the front of the hip as well. So pigeon pose and sciatica, the final thing I want to mention in this video is that sciatica is often caused by a tight piriformis muscle and pressing on the sciatic nerve. So if this is the case for you, and apparently it's true for about 70% of sciatica cases, then pigeon pose is one of the best ways to release the piriformis muscles. So if you made it all the way to the end of the video, put pigeon pose perfection in the comments. Thank you so much for pressing that like button. And if you know somebody who would benefit from this video, thank you so much for sharing it with them across all of your socials. Remember to subscribe so you can get our video tomorrow on how to do cobra pose. Namaste.